Matt Johnson back with more of the pregame show as the Yellow Jackets taking on Bethany Lutheran here to close out the first half of the 2019-20 campaign. And now joined by Yellow Jacket head coach Zach Otto Fisher. And coach, in a certain way, the beat kind of goes on for you guys, having won another border battle, bridge battle, on Wednesday against St. Scholastica. Guys had some really good moments in there, a little bit of lackluster play at times as well, but picking up another win, still undefeated in the conference, and so setting a good vibe here heading into the second half of the season, I would think.
Yeah, it feels good to finally get that game at home and versus Glasgow. As we always say, it's that border bridge battle, and it doesn't matter what the records are, it doesn't matter. And you saw it in that game where we were able to build a little bit of a lead, and they came back and hit four straight shots in a row and cut that lead to three. But give it to our girls. They fought and said, we're not going to give up the lead and not let them tie the game, and we're able to pull out, you know, that 10-11 point win. So it feels good being where we are. It's not about the wins and losses, but starting the season how it was, it's nice to get a couple of those under our belt, and especially going into this game with Bethany Lutheran. We know that we got to have the momentum going our way, and the girls are feeling, I think, pretty confident riding that little bit of a, you know, three-game win streak right now.
Well, one of the things that the players actually told me after the Augsburg game was that they really wanted to get back home and really kind of set things right on this court. They felt bad about how that game went because they've been so good at home over the years. We talked about that in the past, about this being really a tough place for other teams to come in and win. And they really felt like they kind of let down everyone a little bit with their performance against Augsburg. And, you know, it couldn't have been a better time to do it against St. Scholastica. Again, a bridge rival that you guys have basically dominated for the last, 5 or 6 years. But the game itself, I mean, you guys jumped out. Like you said, we were able to kind of weather a little bit of a storm when they put the pressure on you guys, especially in the third quarter, and able to get some balanced scoring as well. Marissa Ruiz continued to play really well. 21 points, season high for her, and she seems to be really, really finding her game right now.
She is, and to go back to what you said, we talked about that in the locker room, and I'm glad that the girls took that to heart about putting out on such a bad performance. And Augsburg, they're a great team. I mean, they just beat St. Thomas the other day in overtime. I mean, they're the real deal of a basketball team. But for us, that wasn't us. And we talked about how girls, you know, in the last 5 years, I think we've lost a handful of games at home. It is a tough gym to play, but it comes with a little bit of pride. And we've got to have pride on putting on a performance. We're a collegiate basketball team, and it's about the fans. It's about giving a good show every single night. And it's not just about us playing. It's about the community. And so I'm glad that they brought that up and mentioned it, because it is important to me as a coach, and it's important to our coaches. But going back to the players, yeah. I mean, I think we had 3-4 girls that had double digit. Marissa, she had, 20 at North Central, 21 here, just shooting the ball really well. But also, I think she had 4 assists and 5 assists the last 2 games as well. And that means that she's, you know, not just jacking up shots, she's taking good shot selection. And, you know, Eva continued her way, Carpenter and P. I mean, we're getting balanced scoring, and that's what we need to have, you know, moving forward, as 4 girls that can do double digit scoring.
And now during this game against Bethany Lutheran, it's a team you guys have built up a bit of a rivalry with. Obviously, you guys have been battling for the conference crown with them for the last couple of years. But it's a team also that's kind of in a weird situation for them, because they just lost a home game against Northwestern last time out, a game that they really did not shoot the ball very well. They were about 25, 26, 27%, something like that, from the field in that game. Abby Olson, their really talented little guard, she was just 1 out of 13 in that game. So they're kind of scuffling a little bit as well, and the opportunity might be there for you guys to be able to get a nice win and get a nice lead in the conference standings here.
And we just got to worry about us. I mean, it's our court. We're coming off a win. We're not saying they're coming off a loss. We're saying, hey, look what we're doing, what we did the last, you know, 3 games. And, yeah, I mean, it's always going to be a battle. I mean, they came up last night and shot around and got comfortable with the court, which any good team's going to do. So for us, we just got to play our basketball game and not worry about what did they do to us last year. I know a lot of people talk about that. Oh, it's that grudge match, or it's that rematch. No, it's not. It's a brand new season, new players, new team, you know, new year on the calendar as well. So we just got to be focused on what can Superior basketball do, and I think we had a really good week of practice, or 2 games of practices, to get ready for this, and we're excited to put on a good performance.
And I would be remiss if I didn't bring this up before I let you go. Eva Reinertsen ran the edge of 1,000 points now. You know, she needs, 8 today?
Yep.
To go over 1,000 for her career, 992 points. She's been such a great ambassador for the program in her 4 years here. How special would it be for you guys to be able to give her that 1,000 points here tonight against a conference rival in Bethany Lutheran?
Well, I'm excited about it. As a coach, you want her to get 1,000 points when you're playing that rival, so that the game gets stopped and they have to look and say, all right, Eva Reinertsen just scored 1,000 points. I think that's a momentum changer, you know, as much as, you know, maybe that's a little trickery on the coaching stand. I wish she would have got it versus, you know, St. Scholastica. I think that would have been big, but she's not focused about that, and we talked beforehand. It's just take your normal shots. Don't go after that. That's not the goal. We have, 20-some games left in the year. We're going to be fine to get there, but I'm excited for her. I mean, she's just, like you said, a great ambassador. She's I always tell her I'm not going to be here on senior night because I'm not going to be able to say goodbye to, you know, all the seniors, but she's one of those special players, and I'm excited for her. She's worked so dang hard at it, and, you know, for people who know her, she hasn't shot many threes this year. She's earned it at the free throw line. She's earned it down low in the paint, you know, and for her craft to change like that, it's awesome to see. And, you know, tonight, hopefully we get to that point where we can drop a play and give her a, you know, a three-point shot to just bring her back to freshman year when she, you know, hit a lot. But I'm excited for her, and I think the whole team there, when we talked about, hey, she's, you know, this way, you know, points away, make sure that we celebrate when she gets to it type of thing. And they're just excited for her because you couldn't ask for a better person to get that, you know, to reach that milestone.
Well, there's no question there, Coach, that she's been a great ambassador, and I think everyone in the gym will be pretty excited when she gets to that 1,000 points. Good luck tonight, and thanks for joining me for the pregame interview.
Thanks, Matt.
That was Yellow Jacket head coach Zach Otto Fisher. I'll be right back with the starting lineups and then the opening tip of this contest between the Yellow Jackets and Bethany Lutheran right after this. This is Yellow Jacket women's basketball on 91.3 FM, KUBD West Superior.